You build the fence on a clear day, post straight, wire tight. It looks solid. By morning, something has tested it. A goat leans until a staple pulls. A chicken slips through a gap you did not see. A predator works the same corner over and over, patient, quiet, learning. Fences do not fail all at once. They fail inch by inch, at ground level, at corners, at gates, at places you trusted because they looked finished. You are not trying to build a monument. You are trying to hold a line under daily pressure. Hooves, claws, teeth, weather, time. Every animal pushes in a different way. Every predator looks for the same mistakes. Some fences look strong and fail fast. Others look rough and hold for years. Electric shocks fade. Wire stretches. Posts loosen. The question is not whether something will test your fence. The question is whether you built for the test you are actually facing. Chapter 1. Keeping goats in. You learn fast that goats do not live inside fences. They live against them. A goat does not charge a fence. It leans. It presses slow and steady until something gives. A wire stretches. A staple shifts. A post moves just enough to matter. What looks solid to you feels temporary to them. Every fence is a question. They answer it with weight and time. Goats test fences every day. Not because they want out, but because testing is how they understand boundaries. They rub their shoulders. They stand on hind legs. They hook horns and twist. They climb if there is anything to climb. If a fence flexes, they remember. They come back to that spot again and again. Height matters, but not the way people think. A short goat can clear 4 feet if there is a foothold. A tall goat will not bother jumping if it can push. 5 feet of weak fence fails faster than 4 feet of strong fence. Height only works when the structure below it does not move. Wire choice decides how the fence dies. Welded wire looks clean when it is new. Straight lines, square openings, it fails quietly. The welds fatigue. One breaks, then another. Goats lean and the panel bows. You do not notice until a square becomes a diamond. By then the fence has lost its strength. Woven wire behaves differently. It flexes instead of snapping. The knots hold tension even when the wire stretches. Goats can lean on it all day without immediate failure. Over time it still loosens, but it does not unzip the way welded wire does. For goats, woven wire buys time. Mesh size matters. Large openings invite heads and horns. Once a goat gets its head through, it commits. Pulling back twists wire and loosens knots. Small openings reduce that behavior. They do not stop leaning, but they stop entanglement damage. Posts carry the real load. Wire only works if posts refuse to move. Too many fences fail because posts are spaced for looks, not pressure. Goats create sideways force. When posts are set too far apart, the wire becomes the structure. It cannot be. Posts should take the force. Wire should only hold shape. Corners are where goats win. Every push transfers force to the corner brace. If the brace is weak, the entire fence relaxes. Goats learn corners fast. They rub there. They lean there. They wait for the sag. A corner that moves even an inch today moves more tomorrow. Brace assemblies fail when shortcuts are taken. Shallow posts pull. Soft soil shifts. Missing diagonal tension lets corners creep. Once a corner moves, tightening wire only hides the problem. The fence looks tight, but has lost its anchor. Ground contact is another weak point. Goats do not dig like predators, but they use the ground for leverage. Hooves press at the base of the fence. If the wire floats above the soil, goats step on it. That bends wire upward and opens gaps. A fence that touches the ground stays honest. A fence that hovers invites pressure. Uneven ground magnifies the problem. A small dip becomes a step. A hump becomes a ramp. Goats find these features without effort. You see terrain. They see tools. Gates fail more fences than wire ever does. A perfect fence with a weak gate is already breached. Gates sag. Hinges loosen. Latches wear. Goats lean on gates harder than they lean on wire, because gates move. Once a gate moves, it becomes the preferred escape route. Latch design matters. Simple gravity latches fail. Goats lift with noses, they bump with horns, they learn patterns. A latch that requires two actions slows them. A latch that stays under tension lasts longer. If a gate rattles, it will be tested. Electric fencing changes behavior but does not replace structure. Goats respect electricity only when it is consistent. One hot wire can teach a lesson. Two hot wires reinforce it. A cold wire teaches goats that fences lie. Electric works best as a supplement, not a wall. A hot wire placed inside a physical fence trains goats not to lean. It protects wire and posts by discouraging contact. Used alone, electric fencing depends on power, grounding, and memory. When power drops, goats notice immediately. Weather interferes. Dry soil weakens grounding. Snow insulates. Vegetation shorts lines. A fence that relies only on shock needs constant attention. Miss a day, and goats rewrite the rules. Net fencing looks effective but degrades under goat pressure. Goats tangle, hooves catch, heads push. Once stretched, net does not recover. Repairs take time and never fully restore tension. For short-term use, it works. For long-term pressure, it becomes maintenance-heavy. Fence lifespan is not measured in years. It is measured in behavior cycles. A fence that stops leaning lasts longer than one that absorbs it. Every time a goat leans and nothing happens, the fence loses authority. Once authority is gone, strength must increase or escapes follow. Maintenance is not optional. Tightening wire, resetting staples, checking posts, this is not failure, it is reality. Goats apply daily stress, fences age under load, ignoring small movement guarantees larger repairs later. The question is not whether a fence can hold a goat forever. It is whether the fence changes the goat's behavior enough to reduce pressure. When goats stop testing, the fence has done its job. When they keep leaning, the fence is already losing. You finish the fence, it looks solid, you walk the line, everything is tight. That night, goats push. Tomorrow morning tells the truth. If the fence held, they will try again somewhere else. If it moved, they will remember exactly where. Chapter 2. Keeping chickens safe. Chickens do not test fences the way goats do. They ignore them until the moment they do not. A chicken does not lean or push. It slips, it squeezes, it flies just enough to clear what looks like a barrier. Fences that stop livestock often fail chickens without warning. A gap the width of a hand is an exit. A low spot is an invitation. A fence that works for goats may not exist at all for birds. Chicken wire is named for chickens, but it does not protect them. The thin, twisted strands deform under pressure. A raccoon pulls it apart with hands. A dog tears it open with teeth. Chickens can push through once it bends. It keeps birds contained in low-pressure situations, but it does not resist attack. Using it for protection creates a false sense of security. Hardware cloth changes the equation. Smaller openings stop heads and paws. Thicker wire resists pulling and chewing. The trade-off is cost and labor. Hardware cloth is heavier. It is harder to work with. It cuts hands and slows builds. It also holds when pressure comes. Opening size matters more than height for chickens. 2-inch openings stop bodies but allow reach. 1-inch openings block most paws. 1/2-inch openings block everything but insects. Each reduction increases safety and expense. There is no perfect choice, only acceptable risk. Predators that hunt chickens do not all behave the same. Some dig, some climb, some reach through wire, some wait for dusk. A fence that stops one fails another. Understanding pressure matters more than materials. Ground predators exploit the base first. They dig at corners. They scrape at loose soil. They test for gaps created by erosion or animals. A fence that stops at the surface invites digging. Protection must extend outward or downward to break the habit. An apron method spreads wire flat on the ground outside the fence. Predators dig at the base and hit wire instead of space. Over time, they give up or move on. Trenched wire drops straight down and blocks direct entry. Both work. Both require soil contact and patience. Aprons fail when vegetation lifts them. Trenches fail when soil collapses. Maintenance remains part of the system. A fence that is not checked becomes a suggestion. Chickens also leave from the top. Even heavy breeds can flutter over low fencing if motivated. Light breeds clear it easily. Wings turn 3 feet into nothing. 5 feet slows them. 6 feet stops most, unless something inside gives them a launch. Perches near fences create exits. Feeders near fences draw birds upward. Shade near fences turns rest into escape. Interior layout matters as much as fence height. Remove launch points and the fence gains authority without getting taller. Overhead protection is where most people hesitate. Netting, wire, or solid roofing all change airflow and light. Hawks exploit open runs. Owls strike at night. A fence that works on the ground fails from above if the sky is open. Netting works when kept tight. Sag creates pockets. Pockets become traps or entry points. Wire roofing lasts longer, but costs more. The goal is not to create a bunker. It is to deny the clean dive and force predators to look elsewhere. Free range introduces a different equation. Fences no longer define safety, they define fallback. Daytime losses increase. Birds spread out, predators adapt quickly. Fencing still matters around the coop and run, but expectations must change. Daylight predators hunt boldly, dogs chase for sport, foxes move fast, hawks strike clean, fences slow pursuit, but do not stop it. The more space birds have, the more pressure they face. Loss becomes part of the system. Runs concentrate risk, but allow control. You trade freedom for predictability. Strong fencing around a run protects birds during peak predator hours. Letting birds out expands exposure. There is no fence that removes that trade. Gates matter here too. Small gates are often weaker than long fence runs. Hinges loosen, latches fail, children forget to close them. Predators learn patterns. A single open gate undoes everything. Nighttime safety is not part of this chapter, but daylight choices set the stage. A bird that survives the day reaches the coop at night. A bird lost before dusk never had a chance. The hardest truth is that chickens attract attention. Their movement, sound, and scent pull predators toward the fence. Once discovered, pressure increases. A fence that worked last week may be tested tonight. Good fencing does not eliminate loss. It reduces frequency and severity. It buys time. It forces predators to work harder and choose easier meals elsewhere. When fencing succeeds, nothing happens. When it fails, everything happens fast. You finish the run. It looks enclosed. The birds move freely inside. The fence feels solid. Somewhere outside, something watches. Chapter 3. Keeping predators out. Fences do not fail all at once. They fail slowly, quietly, where pressure meets weakness. Predators are patient. They test the line at night, in wind, in rain, under snow, over months. They exploit every inch of error. Understanding their behavior is the first step. Containing them is the second. You can do the first. You can fight the second. You cannot ignore either. Predators approach fences differently than goats or chickens. They do not push, lean, or slip. They scratch, dig, chew, lift, and probe. A raccoon is small but strong, clever, and persistent. A fox uses speed and leverage. Coyotes combine patience and opportunity. Birds of prey strike from above, measuring gaps and timing attacks. You cannot build the same fence for each. You must layer protection. The first layer is height. Some predators climb, others jump. A raccoon can scale 6 feet if there is a foothold. Foxes clear 4 feet with a running start. Coyotes leap into the air at corners. Simply putting up a 4-foot fence leaves the top open. Make it high. Make it smooth. Remove launch points. Climb is prevented by tensioned wire, smooth posts, or angled extensions. The second layer is ground. Digging predators are relentless. A trench of loose soil is a trap for one night and a tunnel the next. Go deep. Bury wire at least 12 inches. Extend aprons outward. Place rocks or boards over weak soil. Digging stops when resistance exceeds patience, but only if the resistance is consistent. One weak spot and the lesson is learned. Fences can be undermined. Electric fencing adds psychological weight. Goats learn fast, chickens slower. Predators react differently. A raccoon touches a hot wire and remembers. Coyotes test carefully but feel the shock. Birds may ignore it entirely. One wire, two wires, even three can slow an attack if placed correctly. The wire must stay energized. Gaps in coverage or power teach predators that the fence is bluffing. Corners are always the weak points. Every predator hits them. They test pressure, lift corners, pull loose wire. Braces fail quietly over time. Tighten them. Anchor posts. Add diagonal tension where possible. Reinforce the top and bottom. A corner that moves even half an inch becomes a magnet. Predators exploit memory. They return. Night pressure is the hardest to defend against. Predators hunt under darkness. Senses are heightened. Birds are asleep. Goats are still. Even strong fences look soft in low light. Add lighting only if it does not alert prey to your presence or it attracts human attention. Observation helps you learn attack patterns. Fence design alone cannot solve timing. Multi-layer systems work best. Wire, electric, height, trench, overhead, and guard animals create overlapping defenses. No single layer is perfect. Combined, they reduce losses. A raccoon may try one layer and fail, then another and fail, eventually giving up. A fox may circle and reassess. The layers force predators to work harder than they are willing to, buying time and reducing casualties. Weak points develop slowly. Soil shifts, wire stretches, posts loosen. Maintenance is part of defense. Check the fence daily. Walk the perimeter. Look for footprints, scratch marks, or bends. reinforce where necessary. A fence that is perfect on installation day is already compromised after a week of pressure. Predictable failure is the silent enemy. Predators learn faster than humans sometimes realize. They remember corners, gaps, openings. One night of success teaches them every future tactic. A wire sag today becomes an expected weakness tomorrow. The smartest predator hits the same spot repeatedly until reinforced. Even animals you do not see are testing. Assume constant pressure. Design for it. Compromise is part of reality. No fence is impenetrable. Losses happen. Some nights, a chicken disappears despite every precaution. Some nights, a goat escapes despite multiple deterrents. Acceptable loss is defined by your tolerance. Absolute zero is a myth. The goal is control under pressure, not perfection. Every layer you add, every post you secure, every wire you tension buys authority. Material choice matters, but intelligence matters more. Galvanized wire resists rust, holds tension, lasts years. Stainless wire costs more but holds up under extreme conditions. Wooden posts rot. Steel posts bend. Concrete anchors hold longer. The combination must match the predator type. Build for the strongest, most persistent, most clever animal likely to test the line. Observation teaches more than manuals. Track tracks. Watch attacks from a distance. Identify repeated patterns. Adjust fencing according to predator habits. Some dig more in wet soil. Some climb only at corners. Timing, terrain, and local conditions change what works. A fence designed by rule of thumb will fail. One designed from knowledge lasts. Overhead threats demand attention. Hawks, owls, and other aerial predators ignore horizontal wire. Netting or roof structures deny the clean strike. Even lightweight mesh stops claws and talons if tensioned. Birds of prey are fast. They adjust in real time. Stop the dive before it starts. Build for the unseen approach. Persistence matters. Predators will return night after night. They learn, they adapt, they probe. Your fence must resist repeated attempts without fatigue. Loose wires, weak posts, sagging corners, or insufficient height invite revisits. Constant pressure is reality. Only a structure that can withstand repeated testing without losing integrity provides safety. Failure is inevitable somewhere, sometime. A storm loosens a post, a board decays, a wire breaks. Expect it. Inspect often. Repair immediately. Do not assume the fence will fix itself. Predators test first, humans fix second. Always reverse that order. In the end, fencing is a battle of patience and persistence. Goats push, chickens slip, predators probe. Every layer of protection adds friction, time, and resistance. The fence does not stop nature, it negotiates with it. You build boundaries that slow the inevitable, limit loss, and enforce control under pressure. You walk the perimeter at sunset, post solid, wire tight, the trench intact, overhead netting taut. Somewhere beyond eyes watch, claws scrape, a nose presses against soil. They test always. You reinforce always. Tonight the line holds. Tomorrow it will be tested again and again.